18 years ago, I was born as a mother. In this journey of motherhood, I have made way too many mistakes. I have faltered, failed, and picked myself up over and over again. Learned to love crawling and stumbling on my way. Every single day as a parent, it's a new learning, a new challenge, new lesson. And my children have been the catalyst, my greatest masters, to help me learn and grow into the woman, the mother, and coach that I am today. Hello and welcome, friends. This is the second episode of Raising Parents, a podcast for modern parents on a journey to become aware, conscious, and mindful parents. I am your host, Saloni Singh, a mom of two amazing teenage daughters, a wife, a friend, parents, and family coach. I hope many parents, parents of toddlers or teens, single and would-be parents, would be listening to this podcast and coming along with me on this journey. You will find a friend here with loving support and a dose of inspiration to evolve with your parenting challenges. In today's world, it's easy to become overwhelmed and even paralyzed by the constant flow of parenting advice we get. We are flooded with so much information that we wonder if we are choosing the right way to parent our children. My intention is not to preach or teach or add more information to that bundle of knowledge, but to share my learnings, my love, insights, realizations, and experiences. And of the parents and families that I've worked with as a family coach in the last many years. I'm so humbled to share my journey with you, and I would be so grateful for you to subscribe to my podcast. You can join me on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you prefer to listen to your podcast, as I bring to you real-life experiences, stories, anecdotes, and lessons to be the parent you want to be. I would love to hear your feedback, questions about parenting, and any topics you would like me to cover. Please send me your questions at connect@salonisingh.com. And if you like the conversation here, please share this podcast with your family and friends who are parents. And I'm sure they will be happy that you did. So let's dive in. Have you wondered why this podcast isn't called Raising Children or Raising Happy Kids? Actually, a friend asked me this question the other day when I shared with her that I have launched a podcast called Raising Parents. And I thought that's the perfect topic for our episode. As like her, many other parents might have the same question as well. When my elder daughter was born, she's turning 18 this month. Like any new mother, I was excited yet anxious, happy but overwhelmed how to take care of this little soft bundle of love. I had no idea, even after being an obstetrician and having conducted deliveries of many babies. But this was so different. Very little I realized the hardships and challenges of this journey and how ill-prepared I was for this. It wasn't that simple at all. As we all know, parenting doesn't come with a how-to manual. We are born with our child and we learn on the way. Once we become parents, all our focus, attention, and energy is spent on how to raise our children. When I ask parents, what do you really want for your children? Most of them reply, like, I want my child to be happy, successful, content, and be a strong person who can handle any challenges of life. So basically, as parents, we want our children to not just survive, but thrive mentally, emotionally, professionally, in all the domains of life, right? And what do children need in order to thrive? Most of the parents think that good academic grades, extracurricular achievements and accolades, a good university, and then a good job is the sure, short path for their child to thrive. This could be a path to financial success, but does it really ensure that our child is going to be happy, mentally and emotionally healthy adult in life, and maintain healthy and happy relationships as well? Statistics tell us a different story. The rate of depression, anxiety, and mental health issues in teenagers, preteens, breakups and divorce rates is rising in every single country. There's a big question mark that are our children ready for living their best lives? In this whole competition of achievements and chasing goals, moving from one goal to the next one, we have forgotten a very important and critical component of raising our future generation, a thriving parent who is content and happy with his or her own life, who can lead by example. Most of us end up parenting our kids the way our parents had raised us, mostly through our subconscious conditioning. Without realizing, the world has changed. We are not just dealing with one generation gap, it's like 10 generations gap. I remember recently, a dad came to me to talk about his young son. When I asked his concerns, he shared that everything else is fine. He's a really good boy, hardworking. He recently got admission in a good college. We are really happy with his progress. The only problem is, he is not happy. He then went on sharing that he doesn't communicate well and share his feelings. He doesn't get involved much with the family and is generally unhappy. After he finished, I asked the father, "Are you happy?" And there was a dead silence. After a long pause, he looked up and said, "Saloni, nobody has ever asked me this question before. I've been so unhappy with my life and my job for many years now." His eyes were moist and he was in pain. I didn't say anything, but he realized something that day. Happy parents raise happy children. There is no shortcut. Are you willing to be as happy, content, aware, and strong as you want your child to be? Are you willing to understand yourself and get to know yourself? As this journey of parenting is a journey of self-discovery. If you're a new parent and wondering, how do I manage my baby or my toddler with my work and are frustrated with your teenager's mood swings, mobile addiction, or not able to find yet another way to entertain your toddler in the lockdown, and you're thinking, "I get you, Saloni, but I just want the solution to my current problems." Trust me, the answer to these and many other parenting challenges lie in your growth. As we steer our children through life, our own childhood wounds are reopened. Just when our child needs us the most, we become needy ourselves. Many times as parents, we find that we have unresolved issues from childhood, our basic needs that were not met. Our unmet needs, desires, hurts, and memories influence many of our parenting decisions, even though we are unaware of those influences most of the times. But if we are open and willing, our children ends up guiding us, helping us learn the lessons we really need to learn, helping us connect with ourselves and heal our own wounds. But not until we are aware of this. Parents in modern society are under so much pressure of earning well, creating and maintaining a certain status, providing good education, facilities, and all the comfort to their kids, that they've forgotten to take a pause and ask themselves the most important questions of life. Am I happy? Do I feel fulfilled and content in life? Do I feel alive and grateful for this beautiful life? If not 24/7, most of the time, how am I feeling today? When they come home to their children, their only conversations are around whether they have finished their homework, eaten their food, brushed their teeth, and so on. I know parents really want to teach their children good values, importance of relationships, emotional awareness, how to respond to the problems. And many times they read about this and even lecture their kids about all this. But the reality is that your children do not listen to what you say. And I think you already know that if you're a parent. Your children are watching you every moment since they're born. And they learn by seeing. They see how you live, how content you are, how frustrated you are, how you fight, how you love, how you relax or how you stress out, how you rest or how you overwork or overwhelm yourself, how you're just surviving or thriving. And that's how they learn to live, to relax, to play, to love, to achieve, to fight, to react, to lose their cool, or to respond calmly. They learn how to live, how to thrive by your life example. So the key to all parenting questions and problems and challenges is summed up in this one sentence. Raise yourself to be the person you want your child to become. We're talking here about the character, personality traits, your value system, in essence, who you are being in this world, how you behave with your partner, with your parents, your siblings, your employees, vendors, or a poor homeless man begging on the road. Basically, everything you do, they're noticing and getting programmed subconsciously. Who you are as a human being teaches your child about whom they're going to become and how to navigate this world. So if you want your child to be happy, calm, focused, and be a resilient person, you will need to focus on becoming a happy, resilient, and positive person yourself. And now you're a parent yourself, so nobody else is going to do this. You will have to raise yourself. And that's the only way to help your child as well. To take the focus back from your child and put it first on yourself. And that's why this podcast is about raising us, you, the parent, one day at a time. So what does raising ourselves mean? It simply means that each of us has to do our own inner work first. Sort out our issues, resentments, hurts, guilt, shame, and more. First and foremost, put our attention on our relationship with ourselves so we don't dump our emotional baggage on our children. Then focus on our important relationships with our partner, our parents, which will not do good on autopilot. We need to nurture these relationships regularly. And if that's happening, we are well on our way to giving our children what they need. We are going to discuss about the emotional, mental, spiritual journey, the process and the tips to a fulfilling and inspiring life in the coming episodes. For now, I would urge you to just ask yourself some important questions. What kind of person do I want my child to become? What qualities I think are important for them to flourish and grow in life? What values do I want my child to imbibe? And you know what I'm going to say now. It's time to imbibe and embody all those things and qualities in you at a deep level. So take a deep filling breath and fill yourself with love for yourself and your child and visualize the person you want to become. I would love to end this episode with this beautiful poem, Children Learn What They Live by Dorothy Law. If children live with criticism, they learn to condemn. If children live with fear, they learn to be apprehensive. If children live with pity, they learn to feel sorry for themselves. If children live with ridicule, they learn to feel shy. If children live with jealousy, they learn to feel envy. If children live with shame, they learn to feel guilty. If children live with encouragement, they learn confidence. If children live with tolerance, they learn patience. If children live with praise, they learn appreciation. If children live with acceptance, they learn to love. If children live with approval, they learn to like themselves. If children live with sharing, they learn generosity. If children live with honesty, they learn truthfulness. If children live with kindness and consideration, they learn respect. If children live with security, they learn to have faith in themselves and in those around them. If children live with friendliness, they learn the world is a nice place in which to live. If you live with serenity, your child will live with peace of mind. With what is your child living? It's a question worth pondering. I will leave you with this question and I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode of Raising Parents. Till then, keep growing, keep evolving, and have a beautiful, joy-filled life with your children. Signing off, Saloni Singh. Thank you for listening.